Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Episode 17, it's called Friends and Enemas. We have friends, so now we're just getting enemas.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Because her name is Aubrey.
We have friends. So now we're just going to
Oh, Maria with the remix.
It's a little, Thank You Next. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande.
I love this song so much.
It is Monday. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show for AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you, Next.
Thank you for a, what kind of season was this? It was kind of uneventful. Like, thank God for Shane. Thank God for Gina. I mean, for Emily telling Kelly that she was going to kill her.
Thank God Shannon is still here.
Hanging on by a thread, honey.
Yeah, thank God she's still going through her journey.
But, like, this is what I can take away from the season. I like that, like, Gina called Vicky old and a loser one time. So, I don't know. We're going to get into it. It's episode 17. It's called Friends and Enemas. I'm your host, Leanne Castillo, Hollywood Leanne. We are missing Maite, but I do have my fabulous panel with me. My shady panel.
Oh.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina.
The shadiest.
Ooh. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. And I'm Haley Clover. You can follow me everywhere at Haley Clover.
We love each other so much.
So much. We're going to go get enemas together, guys.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had a colonic?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have had a colonic.
Oh, did you like it?
Well, you know what? I'm a professional in that area. I'm just kidding. No, honestly, I have had a colonic, and I've talked about this on the show before. Thomas, I think you were here.
You know what, right? When you said colonic, I was like,
we've had this discussion. I have had a colonic, and lots of colors come out of you
okay. When
you get a colonic. So if you're stressed, it's neon green, it's dark, you know, you have to like purge your body. So I have gotten one.
It's filled with toxins.
It's fabulous. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend just exploring that area. There's lots of things back there.
Yes.
God, I love it.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about. We have a fabulous news and gossip section for you. Yes.
I'm just kidding. We do actually.
We're
going to
make it very entertaining.
No, we do have a lot to talk about.
We are. I'm going to talk a lot of crap tonight.
Oh, heck yes.
Because we've been backed up for weeks.
Yes.
That's
we've been backed up for weeks and now we're here. Hunty. Let's start. But I really do have some really good news, like a lot of news. So please stay tuned to the end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the news and gossip section is going to be out of control. And we do have some tweets that Thomas has conjured up for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your tweets
with Thomas. Mm-hmm. So let's just get into it. We're going to open up with Gina. She made Matt a bedroom downstairs.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
And let me just say, if I hear the word casita one more time, I'm going to throw myself out the window.
Okay. Here's my question. If they're going to separate bedrooms, like, I get it, they want their own space and they don't want to be together all the time, but if they're going to be in their own bedrooms and stuff, do you really think their schedules are matching up that much anywhere to where they couldn't just sleep in separate bedrooms when the kids go to sleep and not have to do the casita thing?
This whole thing is just weird in general. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, so to answer your question, I don't really know anything. I don't think they know either, so just yeah. Take a shot every time you hear the word casita.
Oh, done.
You won't be able to drive home, I'll tell you that. Oh, Vicky and her looks. Many looks. Recovery looks. Just when she's in pain. Oof. The white sheet. It's always something. So Tamara comes over and gives her the recap. She's mad at Gina.
Yeah, damn,
as she
Gina.
Should be. I think Gina, you know, a lot of people are saying this, so I'm not saying anything that's new. She is stirring up the pot this very end of the season because I think every housewife knows that they need to ruffle some feathers. I'm sorry. in order to stay on the show. And I think it's kind of like an act of desperation. You know, that's just part of the game and that's part of what housewives do, but that's what I'm seeing.
I have a question for you, because obviously that's what she's doing, but I noticed something right away. She just wants to decide to get mad at Shannon. I feel like she doesn't want to take Tamra on. She's scared of Tamra.
Yeah, I definitely don't disagree with that. I also think she knows that if she's on Tamra's good side, then you're kind of on everyone's good side. Like, people just try to stay on Tamra's good side, for sure. Like, if Tamra's mad at you, you're kind of in hot shit with everyone.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like the messenger always gets, like, the bad rap, though. So it's, like, the kind of the role you should have accepted. Kelly knew your fate before you even, like, went into it. Totally. She said you're not gonna win.
Right, and I was a little confused, though, because my original thought was, dude, why are you even saying this? This is so stupid. Like, you don't need to be divulging any of this information. But then when Gina was talking later in the episode about how Shannon was asking her to tell her all these things because she was scared about her kids' custody battle, I was kind of like, wait, so is there a lot that we didn't see where Shannon was kind of, like, badgering her for information about what people had been talking about? Because I could also see that happening, too, to where then we only kind of saw the end of it, and now it looks like Gina was just being a shitster.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It definitely kind of poked its head to a different avenue for a split second, and then we came right back. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't know if I really even want to go down that hallway. But I do know is the gut feeling I got, and I feel like she is scared of Tamra. It's too big of a dog for her to take on.
Yeah. Well, I think she's already on Tamra's bad side. You know, coming for her at the deck.
Yeah.
They keep promoting the deck, so I'm assuming that the deck was part of this, like, whole thing. But I honestly think that, you know, Tamra was really pissed off that Gina even tried to do something like that. And Tamra kind of holds grudges sometimes. She does. I would watch out with what
Gina's doing. But I feel like Gina should have just owned it and just been like, dude, you were talking shit. You should just own it. You know what I mean? You weren't really right with Shannon. You are now, but at the time you weren't. So you just said some unfavorable things. I was just keeping it real. Like, instead, she kind of just backtracked and was like, I'm mad at Shannon. She's making up lies. You don't even know what she said. You don't even know what Shannon said. Like, Shannon is just repeating what you told her. So what's the lie? Like, I feel like she just wants to take on Shannon because it's much easier to, like, take on Shannon than Tamra. So I don't really know. Give us your opinion, obviously, if you're listening to us in the live chat. And we always appreciate your iTunes download and Spotify. So make sure to keep doing that. And subscribe to tour more of our channels, and we'll shout you out.
Yes.
Because we love that.
I do have to say that Gina's doing a good job of staying on the show, though. I mean, I know it's the last few episodes, but you gotta do what you gotta do. And I think between her and Emily, we're probably gonna have to go with Gina.
I will say, because I don't know how I was feeling about the two new ones, if I wanted them to come back or not, but then I was kind of thinking, if we do this again next season with two new people, we're going to get the same exact season.
No, they have to stay on. They have to stay on.
Getting to know new people of, like, they have no storyline. We don't care again. So I think they do need to stay on so that we can get, like, deeper into the juicy.
We need to find out about Matt and that whole thing.
Yeah.
And we really need to dive into more Emily and Shane. But I do think that they need to stay on because I like what's actually naturally happening. This division, this segregation of the ageism thing, I think it's hilarious. So
you know who needs to come back on, and I don't care if nobody agrees with me, Heather Dubrow.
We're going to really talk about that in our news and gossip section, Thomas. So don't jump ahead.
Everybody stay tuned.
Gina and Kelly are now BFFs, so since they are the new pot stirrers together, they decide to hang out. Gina and Kelly, yeah, what do we think about this?
It's a good move on her part. I think Kelly has cemented herself in the cast, so hanging around somebody like Kelly is important for Gina.
Exactly.
I just really love Kelly. That's, like, really all I have
to say. Oh, Kelly's great. Kelly's great. Kelly's great when she's bad.
She's
bad. When she's good, she's good.
She'll talk shit till the cows come home.
She really just, like, throws it out there. But you guys, one thing I have to say, watching the episodes tonight, I said something that, like, I never say. And I said out loud, this is why Shannon is the best housewife. And then I was like, to other people. I said that. But I really do agree. Like, the whole enema thing, like, with David, I was dying.
Oh, my God. How different did she look?
Oh,
I was like, holy crap. I forgot about.
And, like, how much gifts she was giving us. She was giving us gifts.
Yes. Oh, I always was a fan of Shannon because there were times where she actually really does make me laugh. Still, there are times she really makes me laugh, like with all of her costumes and whatever. But, like, this whole season is about her. If she wasn't here, we'd literally have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. That's why I said thank God for Shannon.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Gina says she wants to adjust to the Kelly. I mean, adjust to the single life. And Kelly is there to back her up.
Oh, she's ready to go.
And she's telling her, you know, I'm here for you when you want to be single. But let me just tell you, like, it is hard. It's like having one of your arms cut off that we're later going to see. His name is Michael.
Yeah.
So let me just say right off the bat, the episodes is it's all gonna come around this reading of the teas, the coffee, the Persian coffee,
the Turkish coffee.
It's very Persian. It's very Shaw's, and we're gonna really get into it. I love it. Gina is doing the cup reading psychic thing. Her mother-in-law does it. She's invited some of the girls, and Emily apparently has had very good luck with it.
This isn't the first housewives to do it.
I know.
The Beverly Hills Housewives did it.
But even they've done it before, which is really funny because, you know, Tamara's over at Vicky's and she's saying, oh, yeah, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a big psychic thing. Immediately, Vicky shuts down. If you are a freaking fan of Real Housewives of Orange County, you know.
Vicky hates
all of this stuff. Yeah, it is stuff from the devil. Yeah. It is stuff from the devil. She does not like it. But the thing that cracked me up is Tamara tonight going, oh, yeah, I don't really believe in psychics. They're all fun and games. That was her whole storyline a couple of seasons ago with Brooke. That's how we catapulted this whole thing. It was all based off Steve the psychic's lie.
Do we believe this psychic, though? I mean,
oh, I totally did not believe her. No, she was
is there a female with an S and H?
I'm like, girl, really?
She was given lines.
She's seen the show before. It's like going,
do you have a headache?
I'm seeing this.
Yesterday and or tomorrow.
I'm seeing this silvered haired man come into your lives.
Oh my God, it's Steve.
Oh my God, his name is Andy Cohen. Do you guys know him? Like, come on, it was just off.
With an A
it was
and a
weird.
C. Yeah, it was
But you know what,
off.
Though? I have had that cup reading before.
You have?
Yeah, in New Orleans.
Oh, cool.
So I'm not sure
what
if it's like.
What did they tell you?
I'm not sure if it's like actually like Middle Eastern or whatever Emily was saying or Persian. I don't know. I feel like all of that stuff comes from all parts of the world and we combine all of our beliefs and whatever. So
yeah, bring some Starbucks next week. I'll read your cup.
Exactly. I feel like every family has their own kind of like thing. Oh, like my grandma does this. Like my grandma used to see ghosts and tell me about it and scare me when I was little. So then I couldn't sleep.
That's pretty cool though.
Yeah, exactly. So I have had it before. So I... You know, was all about the reading, but this reading felt kind of off to me. I don't know what you guys.
I just hated that she kept saying good luck to you after every single reading.
To
like
what?
The first one, Tamara.
Didn't seem genuine.
Good luck to you. Then the next person, good luck to you.
No, but it was so weird. She was like, I see a divorce, separation, maybe 1 or 2 days. I'm like, which one is it? That was so weird.
Because she saw the wrong thing, and clearly Tamara was like, oh, there's no way
I can do it. Is he going to die? I'm like, oh my God, that's so dark. No, let's not go there. But this is weird. I just want to thank Bravo for the montage of bringing up the whole Tamara psychic thing.
Yeah, I don't see it. It's just.
We just always need Bravo to remind us.
The best is that Tamara's like, so clearly ready to say, so Brooks doesn't have cancer?
I love it. Well, Shannon still has black eyes, and Jolie has made the show. And it's here, it's opening night.
She looks so good.
She looks so good, and she did such a good job.
I'm
too
so
bad we couldn't
her.
Hear it.
I know, that would have been great.
It's because, you know, Bravo obviously couldn't get the rights to Oliver the Musical.
Right.
But we did, so we're going to put on a show for you guys. Ready, guys? Just kidding.
Please, sir, can I have some more? how about Kelly's comment about if she wants to transition, she'd look really great as a boy?
I was dying. I'm
wild.
So happy that Kelly's open to trans because you never know.
You never know.
You never know. And you know what?
It was funny, though.
It's good to just even bring it up, you know what I mean? Because... there's lots of crazy stuff happening in the world, and we don't want to forget our trans community and our brothers and sisters of that. So, you know, we're all big one happy family. So I love that. Even though it was made in jest, it was brought up, you know, and there's some acceptance there. So
speaking of one big happy family, how nice is it that Michael made an appearance this season?
Oh, not only did he make an appearance, though, like, I loved seeing that he was volunteering for the ticketing of her musical,
really nice.
And he clearly really loved being involved with that. And
yeah.
Kelly did mention a couple times that Jolie gets her musical side from him, which is actually kind of surprising.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to
And
to
it's
see.
Cool to see young kids like go and live their dream and really like pursue what they want to do. Because you
totally.
Can see that she genuinely wants to do that.
That stuff was so fun growing
Michael
up.
Michael was fantastic. This is why he's going to get MVP for tonight.
Oh!
I think we're going to vote Michael as most valuable player for our episode tonight. Can we get a little song for Michael? Maybe not.
Nothing.
Okay, he was good, but he wasn't that good. Oh, there we go.
He's the champion, Michael. That's for you. Honorable mention to Tamara for her outfit effort.
Yes. A for effort.
A for effort.
That was time and effort, whoever did that makeup and all that cosmetic stuff.
Thank you for that. Jolie did such a good job. Fantastic. I'm so happy
She's
for her.
She's great this season.
And yeah, it's not like she was doing it at a high school. She was at a community production, which those are totally profesh. So I'm glad that Emily recognized that. And she was like, dude, we did not have this. Like, this is really good. So I really like that. And the fact that they were just acting like a family. But being themselves, they were still being like kind of bantery, and but they were acting like a family. I really liked the affection and how they were putting their arm around each other. It was really nice to see, and actually kind of gave me the feels. I'm just like, I feel like there's something there still.
I feel like they have a chance of coming back, maybe.
I feel like they've done it before.
Yeah, I feel like they need to spend real time apart. Like, they need to date other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you could really... And have sex with other people.
I think Kelly's already doing that.
Well, I really do. I think that's important. And they need to go and find themselves. And then I feel like that connection can happen. Because we saw tonight, there's a spark there. And she said, you don't just turn it off.
For sure.
And they have a kid together. So
yeah,
we're rooting for you guys.
We're rooting for them.
Yeah.
Who were maybe not rooting for. Well, we are rooting for them, but we were just kind of laughing at them. It was like, seriously, Chicago, a two-woman show just tap dancing. And for Tamara, I call it the apology show. Gina and Emily are putting on a show.
What was that, honestly?
What was that? I was like, you guys.
With Emily on her knees trying to sell Gina as a...
Emily and Gina both just trying to convince Tamara to like... Tamara, I mean, to like Gina again.
Yeah, especially when she's like, I'm betting on this one. Like, what is this? Like, I don't feel like I connected with Emily. Maybe I'll need one more season. I don't think she's a bad person. I don't know where her placing is in this show.
Oh, she was cracking me up tonight. She can throw shade, though. All the little comments she was doing over the phone, it's what resulted in what happened at the end of the episode, which we will get to. I feel like
it's shade, but it's not even on camera. It's like audio. Like, you don't really see her really going at it. It's more so just like small little words that maybe if you're paying attention, you'll catch.
They did catch them. Tamara did catch them. Shannon caught all of them.
I know, but she doesn't say it to their face.
I feel like she did tell someone she was going to kill them through their face.
That she did.
I like Emily. I feel like she's a spitfire. I like anyone that can just spit it right back out. I mean, I've had interactions with her on Twitter where she's came after me and I've came after her. So I like a little spitfire. She's good. The one that I'm not really crazy about is Gina. Like, I was all about her in the beginning and then me she too. Just totally like
you
retracted.
Were too, right?
I was all about her in the
I
beginning.
I was all about her in the beginning. She's the one that became kind of weird, retracted, and then this whole PR divorce
thing. She just became
really
desperate to me.
Especially, like, Shannon was, like, the one thing that she's holding on to right now.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, like, you should have just came in and been like, you know what, if you guys don't like me, then that's fine. Yeah. You eventually will, but instead, it's like, she spent the whole season kind of pining for their affection.
Yeah.
I mean, it became an entire storyline. You guys aren't paying enough attention to Gina and Emily, so whatever. I do like the division. I do like that aspect of the season and what that brought. But yeah, I was kind of laughing at this little two-man show, waiting for the Persian reader. Tamara, it's called Espresso, not Expresso.
There's no X in that, girl.
So yeah, what do we think about this Persian scene? I feel like she guns for Tamara immediately. Shannon came out of the teacup, according to Gina.
Oh, I love Tamara's comment about how SH could be Shane and that she was calling bullshit on all of that because
that
he could
hysterical.
Totally need help right now, too.
That is totally hysterical. But she was like, soon, quick. You need to help her tomorrow.
Soon, yeah.
I'm like, you're so weird. Yeah. So weird. Gina's having a birthday.
Yeah.
And Vicky didn't tell her kids she was having plastic surgery. nor did she tell them that she was taking out life insurance on ex-husband.
Can we talk about this? God.
Yes.
Well, let's first of all talk about the fact that Vicky's not telling her kids that she's not having the surgery. I know, like, it's her face and whatnot, but it
Hello,
is...
Hello, Kanye West's mom.
It is a very is serious she procedure.
She died plastic surgery going under.
Oh, God.
And yeah. she died from doing it so many times. Like, she went under so many times that the doctor was like, I am not... Doing this for you. So she went to someone else, and then she died.
Oh, God. I didn't know that.
Going back to Vicky, I honestly think that Vicky should honestly not...
touch her face anymore.
That's it. I think she looks great.
She looks great.
More people should be... You what?
She looks great.
Yeah. I think she looks great, and I don't think she needs to do anything more, and I think she should stick to that promise to her kids, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, girl, like, just stop.
What about the whole Dawn thing, taking out life insurance?
I didn't know that that was a thing you could do. That's kind of cool.
Well, I think you can if you have kids with someone and you've been married to them. But I don't think you can just, like, randomly take out life insurance.
Whose kids are his? Are they both? I thought that was not...
Do you have kids with him?
No.
Oh! Well, maybe it's just the fact that...
I think if you're married...
Yeah, they've been married before. There's like,
yeah, I didn't know that that policy would stick once you've
Well, I feel...
Obviously it does. She would know. But I just didn't know that.
Well, I guess obviously it doesn't apply to like real estate and that sort of like estate talk, but maybe beneficiary like person. I guess that applies. I don't know. I guess it's possible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We'll find out. I'm dying to know what Dawn thinks.
I know. Well, especially she after was this. Like,
maybe we should go Dawn on the Dawn Twitter parody account and see what that Dawn is saying. So I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely a little bit cray, but her face looks pretty good. And Steve gives her a Xanax and reveals that Shannon is backed up. And Emily decided to decorate for Gina's party. And yeah, Tamara comes over and Vicky is laughing hysterically without moving her face. She's like, this is so funny. It's hysterical. Tamara, this is so hysterical.
Oh, God.
I'm like, combination of the recovery, the Botox.
I just can't stop thinking about the shot of her ears.
Ooh,
and the
ouch.
Staples. Like, they look like they were literally not even, they weren't attached to her head, which they weren't. They were stapled back on.
It's yes. freaking so many gross. Times. This is just like a routine at this point.
And Kelly with the FaceTiming of the, she's
How
so
nice
ridiculous.
Is it that this season we saw a lot of Michael?
Yeah, I do like Michael, and I like
even
that
got to
he's,
go to his apartment.
Yeah, but I like that he is so like in his like living his best life.
Yeah, not into the fame, not into
and he's also
his own
like
spin-off.
President of a life insurance
VP
company
of Kodo Insurance.
Good for him. Good for him.
Get that money.
Yeah. So diuretic talk. Diuretic talk. The three abuelas have reunited. This is honestly like one of Shannon's best outbursts. I literally laughed out loud when she said that. It's a pretty good, like, high-pitched moment.
It's not the three amigas.
It's the three abuelas. Oh, Shannon. So I guess an honorable mention for MVP goes to Tamara for her abuela efforts. But, man, this was crazy.
She
I can't
so
believe
good.
That she got caught. And accosted like that. She forgot to call.
You think
call.
She actually forgot?
No, I don't think she forgot. Well, I think she forgot the whole day. I think when she got there, she did realize. But it was too late to go back. And then, like, when she could have called to be like, they called her.
Or she could have at least texted and have said, oh, my gosh, girl, I'm so sorry. It slipped my mind. You know, whatever. And then she wouldn't have even had to say, I'm at Vicky's.
I don't think she's vibing with Gina. I really don't think she
I
cared.
Wish she would have just been honest and said, I don't want to come.
But you should have done it right away. Been like, you know what? I don't know
Listen,
if I'm going to be able to
I'm
come.
Not really in a good place with you right now. I'm not going to come celebrate your birthday.
I'm not going to come. And by the way, we've done this before on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Exactly.
We have missed out parties on purpose.
Yeah.
Vicky and Shannon were always involved in those.
Yes. 100%.
God, I was laughing. I thought that it was so...
Can we talk about Emily's... like going above and beyond to create this like beautiful table and then Gina's reaction when she gets there. I thought she had zero reaction whatsoever to
she
Gina
did,
like
she
giving
the
her
restaurant
a cake.
Did it. She probably
Do you think
the
that's what it was?
It was a
but like
Simpson
what
production.
Kind of restaurant does that?
No, but in like all fairness,
so
I think
she'll look like a pub. Like
it
a
really did.
Bar
it really
restaurant.
Did. That's what I was just about
Get
to
ready
say.
For my
I
tweets.
Feel like no disrespect to like Emily's table, But I feel like
didn't match.
I wouldn't have even like noticed either because of where like the setting that we were. It was really just like very open. They should have had a private room.
There were two people having dinner right behind them.
Yeah, they should have had a private room. It's Gina's birthday dinner, and she's a housewife now.
I also Gina's new to the area. Maybe she didn't realize that it wasn't like a new.
And the table was like for 10, and only like 5 people showed up.
Yes, the cake had its had 4 seats.
It's
to
my
itself.
Party, and I'll cry if I
well,
want
so I thought
to.
Gina seemed very sad before she even sat down. Like the whole time,
well,
I thought
her son,
she had
the whole son thing with the baseball thing. Is it baseball? It was baseball. And then have you noticed that like when she FaceTimed, it took forever for Matt to answer? And I think it was because he was like, where are you? Like looking for his kid to probably hand him the phone.
Yeah, because he's not going to be on it.
Yeah, he doesn't
want to
be on it.
And I think Tamara not going on purpose or what she felt like was on purpose like dragged her down, which is understandable.
Totally. I feel like when she kind of dropped the bomb that she was at Vicky's, I feel like it really took the air out of Gina.
Yeah, that hurt.
But she had to have expected that.
Something, like a hunch.
Tamara holds baby grudges, and the fact that she went behind her back, talked to Shannon, whatever it is, like, they don't see what we see. They only hear what they say. You know, we have to remember that watching these television shows is that they don't communicate. So
I kind of do agree with Tamara in some sense. I mean, I know she's, like, can be a total party animal, and you know, she's still the life of the party for the most part. She still is 50, and I'm sure she like doesn't always want to go out to these dinners for birthdays where you gotta wear glitter dresses and shit.
The little truth was coming out as she was like starting to talk crap back because they were like saying geriatrics and like Donkey Kong and foot cream and their go play bridge. I mean,
this has been brewing for a while now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like after all that, how did you really expect her to come to the party? She should have actually sent a text out like, hey guys, the restaurant wants to know like who's actually going to come so we could like, you know, the table arrangement. I always want the heads up of who's going to come. You know what I mean?
I would always confirm before having an event.
Yeah, even if it's the day of, that's fine. Yeah. Let me know so I'm not trying to, like, look for you.
It wasn't a priority. I don't think it was a priority. No.
It wasn't a priority, but I feel like
it
did go down
proper.
In the best way. It did go down in the best way.
Well, yeah, that's what we wanted
way.
To see, for sure.
She got caught. She felt like she got caught. She threw shade. The shade was thrown back, and then
they took a shot.
She was like, you know what? I'm going to give Shannon this enema. I mean, I'm going to give Tamara this enema. And then after this, we're going to go to the couch and really talk about this. So after all the little shade, I feel like Tamara's like, okay, it's time for me to drop the Gina bomb. I mean, the Emily bomb. Why can't I?
Not this whole season.
He can't keep that straight this entire season, but something that I can keep straight for you guys.
I can't do anything straight.
He can't. That is so true.
Gina and Emily, the names, like, trust me, I don't think they're the same. Trust me, there are two different people.
I don't think they've impacted you this season the way you wish.
Do you know what will impact you, though? The fact that our network does after shows for literally all of your favorite TV shows. You guys, if you don't want to just watch reality TV, you can watch sci-fi, you can watch drama, literally whatever you want. So if you go to our YouTube, if you subscribe and you let us know, we're going to shout you out on air and you're going to get suggested content that's tailor-made for you as we continue to grow. So don't be worried about pesky notifications once you subscribe because they're optional. You can just opt out. But please hit that subscribe button for right now. And again, let us know you did. We'll shout you out on air. And all of that's going to help us continue to be the ESPN of TV Talk. And we love you for it. So
Thank you for making us the ESPN of Talk. And Emily's going to be on Watch What Happens Live. And I'm seeing some of your Twitter interactions. Apparently emotions are really high.
Retro.
So I feel like it's going to really come down with Shannon and Tamara against the girls. And Vicky's not talking to Kelly. This is going to be a really good reunion, guys. It's going to be a really good reunion.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good reunion.
You already know the couches.
Yeah, we already know the couches.
For listeners, can we go through them?
Yes. But let's talk about a couple things that we didn't really get into. Oh, my God. I need to turn off my Twitter right now.
Is it going crazy?
My Twitter feed, did you catch?
I can see from here.
What was it?
Thomas will say it after the show.
Okay.
But a couple things that we didn't really talk about. Vicky finally got her casserole, you guys.
She got two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That deserves yes. a little high five between you
yes.
guys. There you go.
She got two damn casseroles.
This is just something I had to touch on because it's super important. It's part of Real Housewives of Orange County history. This woman.
I love the references.
This woman, like, went above and beyond to piss everybody off because she wanted a casserole.
I just really thought, and I expected that I would get a casserole, and nobody brought me a casserole.
And how wild to see Vicky alone and the two on that side. Like, it just shows how much the show has evolved in their friendships, how things can repair. How Vicky was by herself on the left side, and it was
Shannon
and
Tamara. She's on a couch with Heather DeBrow.
Oh yeah. God, that's right. So, but and then to just fast forward to this episode and all three of them.
The three abuelas.
And it was like a real reunion, because remember when they all hugged at the end at the reunion, it didn't feel real.
Yeah.
And even towards the beginning of the season, it didn't really feel like they were like really in it together. But I really feel with this whole division of the new cast, these girls are really solidified again. I really do feel it again.
Yeah.
So I do love that. I love that Vicky got her casserole. Let's get ready for the reunion. Emily decides to drop a little hint of what's to come. There's always an excuse for a party, and we always like to end it with a party. Mm-hmm. The femme fatale party will be the season finale. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what our feelings are about this. Did we get enough this season? It's not a prediction because we'll have those later. But let's talk about what's going to happen when we go into this party. Are we ready for this party? Did they give us enough this season? Or should we just go to the party and let's get down?
I think you have good seasons. You have okay seasons. You have bad seasons. This one was okay. Like, I don't think it was really bad. But I think the party is going to kind of culminate everything. And I'm hoping that it's going to be a good reunion because, you know, the last thing we want is an OC franchise to be the worst one out of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for next episode because I really like the theme of the party. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see the outfits. Even though we got a little sneak peek, I think some of them could have went a little bit further with the outfits.
I tried really not to look.
Yeah, and but honestly, yeah, I was kind of bored this season. I'll be honest about
it. Was it
a bad? I don't think it was a bad season. There were definitely times where I was laughing, but it was very far and few
in
between.
We were waiting for the three to really unite in like an authentic way like they have now. Mm-hmm. And we had to introduce the girls.
Yeah, it was a lot of like backstory.
It took a lot of time.
It took a lot. Yeah. You know?
I feel like we should have gotten to know them right away.
Guys, this is episode 17. The fact that we haven't like found anything about them that we truly love. Yeah. Like 17 episodes of any show.
And Shannon is still going through it. You know what I mean? It's not like a full redemption story. Right now it's just like she's getting her finances together.
Right.
She landed this deal. For next season, I mean, I want a skinny,
I think next season's going to be much better.
She has a boyfriend. I mean, stuff that we're kind of seeing now on social media. Like, I feel like maybe next season it's going to really get down. Who knows?
Well, they did a promo with Heather DeBrow coming back.
Well, we're going to really get into that. Should we do tweets or news and gossip first? All right, we're going to do tweets.
We'll run through
reading your tweets. Make sure to send us your tweets if you want to get featured on our Twitter segment for our after show.
All right, this is my favorite segment of the show. So if you guys want your tweets on our show, make sure to DM me or tweet me so I will make sure to get yours. Here's the first one. Sarah says so. Tamara is such a bad friend. She should be defending Shannon, but she just sits there saying nothing.
Not wrong.
Not wrong.
Hannah says,
I feel like that was like a last week's tweet kind of almost. Because, you know, that's
what. Is it every week?
It's the same thing every week.
It's the same thing every week.
So this was between Jolie and Kelly. Do I look like a hooker? Kelly says. And Jolie says yes. Yeah. Jolie and Kelly are hysterical together. I really like them together. We got a lot of Jolie this season.
Yeah, I like it.
Jolie's fantastic.
Yay! Jolie is a mini superstar. Go, girl. Thank you, Che.
That's right. Go, girl.
Yay.
Tamara is the worst friend in Housewives history, even worse than Vicky. Ouch, Kate. Do we agree?
Ooh, Kate McCrara.
I feel like Vicky's like a really good friend when she's friends with you. I think she's a really good friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I think she's not a good friend
when
she's not
friends
with you.
But when you piss her off, she's going to do things to piss you off still and bring up still and ugh.
Totally.
Trey Harris, drinking game alert. Drink every time one of these ladies bring up Shannon. Oh. They're obsessed.
And then you'll be blacked out.
We're not obsessed.
Wasted.
We just have nothing else to talk about except for Shannon.
Good point.
Can we look at Matt and then talk about him?
Vicky's Surgery headpiece deserves an Academy Award for costume design.
Honestly, when I walked in and she had that freaking, like, makeshift, old-fashioned, like, toothache kind of wrap around her head looking like a mummy, I put it on my Instagram. She's so ridiculous. At Hollywood Leanne.
Yes. Here's one from Christian Snow. Watching these RHOC ladies walk into the restaurant in secret gowns when the dress code is clearly t-shirts, shorts, and effing Crocs.
Ha, Christian Snow. Yes, Christian.
That's what everyone's thinking.
Christian follows me on Twitter.
Oh, hey, Christian.
Get it. Hannah says, Emily, .. One minute she's like, quote, I want a new beginning with Shannon. And literally 1 minute later, she's like, quote, yeah, F Shannon. Which is it?
Well, I think, which is it? I feel like whichever way the wind blows towards Emily when it comes to Shannon, that's what Emily's going
to
go with.
No, I don't think Emily wants to start a new beginning with Shannon at all. I think she just wants to be on the show.
No, but well, she's on the show.
She was safe. She was very safe this season.
Emily, I think she wants to be on the show next season. So I think she's like, if I'm not friends with Shannon, she's going to not want to be on the show.
If you come in blazing hot, she's going to be hot right back. But if you are cool,
but you have to she's going to be blazing cool hot. With you. You have to get blazing hot to see the blazing hot.
That's true. But that's you can't have an interaction without a reaction.
That sounds like something I learned in science, Lynn.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Who said that?
All right, come on, Proton.
Maybe Bill Nye, the science guy.
Come on, Proton. All right,
we have a fabulous news and gossip section for you, so let's get to it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, let's see what we're going to pull up first, because there's a lot to talk about.
Just give them something to talk about.
I was just about to say that. Okay, so NeNe was on Watch What Happens Live, and apparently a lot of franchises have been, like, co-colliding. Like, Kelly Dodd's been hanging out with Ramona Singer and Melissa Gorga. So NeNe apparently ran into Vicky last week, so... when NeNe was on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen was like, oh, did you see Vicky and her new boyfriend? And NeNe goes, yes. And Andy was like, are they like really lovey-dovey? And NeNe goes, no. It didn't really seem like that. So Vicky then posted the clip of NeNe saying this on her Instagram and said, NeNe is tripping because I didn't even bring Steve to New York with me. She didn't even meet Steve, so I don't know what NeNe's talking about. NeNe didn't respond, but minutes later, she unfollowed her on Instagram.
Who unfollowed who?
Whoa.
NeNe unfollowed Vicky on Instagram.
But I just don't get it. Like, what's the point of lying? Like, just why?
No, I honestly think that
one of them lying.
She didn't know who Vicky or Steve was, and she was just going along with the question.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't like a detailed, like, yes, they were like not holding hands. It seemed like she was just kind of like laughing nervously and then saying like, yes. It was really strange, actually.
Yeah.
And you're probably
NeNe was kind of going through it. She had just talked about her husband, like having stage 3.
It wasn't a top priority.
It wasn't like the, yeah, exactly. And I don't think she meant to stir anything up, and I don't think she cares enough.
Right.
Let's move on. Vicky Gunvalson wants to open a bar in Mexico. Andale!
Yes. I'm for this.
I think this is actually a fantastic idea. I literally only wanted to go specifically to PV to go to Andalas because of the OC.
It just makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense, but instead I went to Cancun. But seriously, I highly considered it. Let's move on to the next thing. It's Brianna. We're looking at the Real Housewives of Orange County Kids. She's lost 40 pounds.
She looks great.
So we wanted to bring this up and just give her a little mini mazel, as Andy would say. Congrats to her.
Well, she's looking great. Good.
Yes. Emily, like I said, is on Watch What Happens Live. So I wanted to share this photo of her looking gorgeous
in New York City.
I heard through the grapevine that Shane was not there. So I feel like he's being very limited with his television appearances.
He has a lot of kids to watch at home.
That's true. He's a babysitter.
I got you, Shane.
And Annabelle is so cute, isn't she?
They're also cute.
Oh my god, we were making the same face as she pulled this up. I was like, mm.
This was a good clip.
So this is really good. Kelly Dodd, along with Shannon and Nene and Cynthia, they were all on the talk, apparently. Yeah. So they were asking Kelly, what should we do about this season? Like, it's been kind of a common consensus that the Real Housewives of Orange County has been kind of the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
So what do we need to do to shake it up? So you know what she said? She said, get rid of Vicky because Vicky is spoiled milk, and bring back Heather, even though I hate her and I see her every single day at a juice
at place. Orange Theory. No, my Orange gym Theory. That I work at.
Orange Theory? That's what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out Orange Theory.
Working out, and they never
we need to talk about that afterwards. And that they never speak to each other. It's like, it's like an ex-boyfriend that you were like, oh god, I want to pretend
has
he doesn't
anybody
exist.
Here spent time watching Heather's Closet? She no. has such a good YouTube channel.
Okay.
I would
no.
rather
her house is sickening.
Eat, like, I would rather drink spoiled milk than watch For Heather's it. Closet.
I would never
you guys need
watch
to watch
that.
It. Shout out to Heather.
First of all,
the last thing I wanted, does she sit in her ginormous closet and talk? You. Is that what she does?
No, she toured her house.
Oh,
and
if
honestly,
I have to listen to her talk about her Chanel one more time, I'm gonna lose
her
it.
Chanel flask.
Oh, it's just
it's coming back next season.
It's,
get ready.
It's pompous. It's too much, and I'm so extremely unrelatable. Jealous of the wealth.
No one needs that much money.
And I don't need to see it. I don't need to know that you spent $100,000 on cabinet handles.
You know what I do want to see is her ugly tree drawing that she wanted to put in the front door somewhere in her house or whatever. I'd like to see how that turned out.
Let's do predictions so we can get this season out of the way. I'm just kidding.
But not really. And
now, you're
predictions.
I mean, I predict we're going to get a blowout at the end of this.
Okay, I want the femme fatale party. I want them to be mud wrestling. I want Emily.
There's
to,
girls
like,
in martini glasses.
Held back and just trying to like kill Shannon. And then.
Ding, ding, ding.
Exactly. I want Vicky and Kelly going at it about girl code. And I want Tamara to be confronted
that's
about.
That's a good prediction because something's going to happen with Kelly and Vicky. For them to like be in a weird place right now. Something happened, so we gotta see it.
I know, because I don't think it, I mean,
or in the reunion,
the girl
something's
code
happening.
Thing in the beginning was a lot, but it's been so long. I'm like, what are you guys possibly still fighting about?
I think
on?
Because the gap is closing in on the Tres Amigas, that Kelly needs to kind of like, she's a very smart woman, and I think she needs to ruffle a feather with one of them. She's not gonna do it with the other two.
And I feel like she's okay doing this because she has a place with the new girls.
Exactly.
You know? The new girls can kind of be like, oh, tell us
well,
what to do.
Well, and she's got a place with Shannon, which means that's not going away with Tamara either. So
she's in a good
She's in a good little spot there.
Are we excited about this femme fatale party?
I am.
Yeah, I think Emily is definitely... not Emily, I'm sorry. Gina. I think Gina is definitely going to get...
You did it too.
Gina is definitely going to get a talking to by somebody in the Housewives because I think what she's doing.
You're going to get a talking to.
I think she's just kind of ruffling too much with everything and someone's going to call her out.
Well, I think, yeah, she's ruffled enough without no one even touching her garden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in any other Housewives franchise,
like
we would have. Came after you and ripped your apartment like, we need to see this husband.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kenya Moore didn't show her husband for one season and she's not on the show anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to put in your food for thought. Really think about that.
Well, Gina's a catch. I definitely think that if they bring her back next season, she's going to find a really nice looking guy.
Well, she needs to show us something.
She is.
Because
yeah.
That's
some,
what's missing.
Some tit.
We don't really go for this and Bravo doesn't really go for this. You know, it's in the books. We
yes.
don't really like this. We boot you off if you don't show us everything.
Yes.
That is our after show. We missed you, My Table. See you next Sunday.
Yes.
You can follow me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Send me a DM. Send me a tweet. We appreciate you guys commenting and following us and subscribing. We really, really appreciate the love. We love you guys. It's been a fantastic season. Don't worry. We still have the season finale next week, and then obviously three
the
episodes.
The season finale.
Yes.
Finale. And then three episodes of reunions.
Yes.
Oh my god, we didn't do the chair thing. We'll do the reunion chair seating next week.
Next week.
We'll open up with it, and we'll do the live seating chart. You'll be able to see it. We'll do a little picture for you guys. Where can we find you guys, and what do you want to promote?
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina, and make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Your Time with Thomas. Shout out to Suave Magazine for putting me in their issue for the November 2018 issue.
Yes.
And find me online.
And you guys can find me and my amazing personality at Haley Clover everywhere on social media.
Follow her on social media. She has a cute boyfriend.
Thanks.
Yes.
Catch me on HBO's Camping. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.